This is The Guardian.
Hi, Noor Haider here, coming to you from Gadigal land. Over the past couple of months, the Israeli government has passed two laws to bring back the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of some offences. The measures have been condemned by rights groups and would involve mass trials, live-streamed military tribunals, and even the noose. Today we're bringing you an episode of The Guardian's international news podcast, Today in Focus, about the new laws, how they target Palestinians, and what they say about Israel's legal system. Here's host Annie Kelly.
Early this month, Israel's far-right security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, celebrated a special birthday. There was music, guests, and, naturally, a cake. With a very special birthday message.
So he had his 50th birthday earlier this month, and his cake, which he proudly shared pictures of on social media, was a noose-themed cake. So there was a big image of a noose.
Oh, my God.
And around it was the sort of caption or the message in icing, "Congratulations, Minister Ben-Gvir. Sometimes dreams come true."
For decades, Israel was a country that had effectively left the death penalty behind. Now, after the passing of two separate laws in 2 months, all that has changed. From The Guardian, I'm Annie Kelly. Today in Focus, Israel brings back the death penalty, but only for Palestinians?